Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Gill is an advertising and marketing director at Bona Restaurants and Catering. Hey, John, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing good, John. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
You guys make some good food, man.
Well, we do, and I'm glad you get to enjoy it.
Tell us what all of the restaurants are that you guys have.
We've got 26 restaurants throughout Chicago, and of course, we feature our signature Italian beef, but a lot of variety of, salads and pizzas and burgers are pretty popular as well.
So what are you guys doing now? I understand that you've got a pretty generous initiative right now.
We do, John. After, obviously, when all this started coming down, obviously our first objective was the safety of our guests and our employees, but a few weeks ago we started doing some food drops and trying to support frontline essential workers by just donating food to local businesses. So every day, one of our restaurants, we do food drops to places of employment, essential frontline workers like McNeil Hospital or Silver Cross Hospital, Mount Prospect Police Station, Glen Ellen Fire Department. So we've been doing food drops to there to support those workers, because we really appreciate everything they've been doing on the front lines for all of us. So once we felt like we kind of had our act together and organized, we thought it was best to try to support the communities that support us for a long time. And then last week, due to customer demand or whatever, we created a pop-up drive-through tent over at our original Berwyn location. So we don't normally have a drive-through, but we created a pop-up drive-through tent there to help service the customers, right? And last week we decided that every Thursday from 2 to 5 at our original Berwyn location, we're going to give out a free beef, fry, and Pepsi, again, between 2 and 5 every Thursday, to frontline workers, first responders, or people that are unemployed can come up to the Berwyn location during that time and just enjoy, just trying to give out a little bit of hope and a beef sandwich.
My guess is you're not going to scrutinize people's W-2s too tightly, huh?
Yeah, that's too tightly, John. Obviously we're asking people, that they truly are unemployed or their first responder to come again. It's Thursdays between 2 and 5 at Berwyn only. We're limit one per person type thing. But, yeah, we're not trying to overly scrutinize that, just trying to do our part to kind of give a little bit of hope and thank those people that are out there working for us as well.
We know you for the beef. I'd show up for the fries. I would just show up for the fries and Pepsi.
Well, you really can't go wrong with fries and a Pepsi either.
So this is at the Berwyn location, but you've been sort of letting different stores take different turns servicing their local responders. But now at the Berwyn location, on Thursdays from 2 to 5, you're going to do this indefinitely?
For the rest of the stay-at-home order what our plan is. So our goal is between our food drops and people that come up on Thursdays, we're hoping to maybe donate around $25,000 worth of, food to first responders, frontline workers, and to the people that come up on Thursdays here in Berwyn.
Guys like you are inspiring, John, to a lot of us, because we know who's really suffering are the food workers out there who are seeing their incomes diminish, if you're talking about the managers or owners of these places and some of the employees themselves. And yet, time and again, we're hearing about restaurants like yours that are saying, we're going to actually give back, when in fact you're probably struggling a little too. Or is the drive-through business good? How's it going for Bona Beef?
Well, we're definitely challenged, John, but we're in a better place than a lot of places to pivot. We already had drive-throughs at all but the Berwyn location. So we already had drive-throughs, and we already have online ordering, which people are turning to. We added curbside pickup as well. So if you order, we'll run it out to the car to reduce all contact as much as possible. So, we're already in a great place to pivot like that. But I think, people are looking for that. And again, we appreciate the support. We've been in business for nearly 40 years. And the Bona Volanto family grew up here in Berwyn, and that's where the original location started. So it's kind of just our way to give back a little bit. It's obviously, we know it's tough times. right now, but it's certainly, we've been supported for a long time by a lot of people, so we're just trying to do a little part to kind of give back a little bit and serve the community as best as we can.
Is that on Archer or First? What's the location of that?
It's at Roosevelt Road and Oak Park Avenue in Berwyn, right at the corner.
Yeah. Well, you're probably glad the rain let up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we did this pop-up tent in Berwyn. I don't want to say that brought on all the rain, but kind of since we put up the pop-up tent, it's turned out to be a real good thing because we've had so much rain since then.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so and I guess, let's see, it's 10:23, so in 3.5 hours, at 2 o'clock until 5, for fire, for medical, and for the unemployed, Bona Beef's going to give you a nice feel-good comfort sandwich, roast beef, fries, and a Pepsi. I like the sound of that, John. Good for you guys.
Yeah, there's not much more to, you need for hope than a good Italian beef sandwich, fries, and a Pepsi, right?
The sun's going to come out, and I'm going to have a beef sandwich in my hand, and I'm going to feel good about the world. Good for you guys, John. Keep up the good work. If I can do something for you down the road, you let me know, okay?
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, in fact, we're telling people if people go to the website even and they buy a virtual gift card for themselves to use, we're going to try to match that with food donations as well to try to keep this thing going and do as much as we can.
Give me your website. Give me your website, John.
It's real easy, John. It's www.bona.com, right? So B-U-O-N-A.
Bona.com. Mm-hmm. John Gill's the advertising and marketing director. Give our best to everybody over there, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, we appreciate what you're doing. So they're going to do that on Thursdays as long as there's the stay-at-home order. I wonder if the governor likes those sandwiches and he's going to extend it just for that purpose. If you see a black sedan, if you see like 10 unmarked SUVs in the line, tell the governor to get out of there. That's for everybody else.
He'd send Dr. Ezekiel to get it for him.
Roll down the window. It's Dr. Allison Arwadi, who's just about the size of a medium Pepsi. She's just a little thing, but brilliant.